Hello?
Oh, hi, Glenn. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm really good. Happy Friday and happy December, right?
Yeah.
I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file.
I actually lost that credit card, and I have a different one. But I was gonna call you guys anyways, because I mean, I think I'm gonna suspend your services for right now. You know, I've had trouble getting my license here in Arizona, and you know, and I really haven't had any, you know, anyone visit, you know, the website and all that other stuff. So it's just kind of, you know, not having my license kind of puts me in a pickle to be able to get verified by Google and everything. So it's just not really worth having at the moment.
I see. Well, it shouldn't be a hiccup with Google as an only option. It could be that it's that and something else that's a factor. I do see that.
Well, I mean, you guys, you get every time, you know, for what I'm trying to get on Google for is, you know, general remodeling. You know, they keep asking for, like, you know, license numbers and insurance and stuff like that. I mean, I have insurance, but I don't have a ROC number at the moment, you know, for here, for Arizona. So it's just not really going to work. You know, I thought we could get around it. And, you know, I thought it would be a lot easier to transfer my license from Texas to here, but I'm having issues with, getting the right paperwork from Texas. And I guess they do their stuff differently here in Arizona. So it's just something that I'm just going to, you know, put on hold for now, because I'm really paying, you know, $200 and some for nothing, because I can't get verified. I can't get Google verified. So it's just, you know, for now, it's not even worth it until I get my record straight.
Yeah, that's absolutely frustrating. I understand where you're coming from. So I want to give you a couple of options, only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to notify us 3 business days prior. So the account is past due as of November 18th, and I can't even cancel an account or suspend an account with a past due balance.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, I just.
But
we can take care of it. We can take care of it and still suspend the account. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can do that. And then I also want to let you know that what I could do, if you wanted to give it a little bit more time, since I'm messaging that department now, I put in the notes, client has insurance but no license. Is that the issue? So they're pulling it up and looking into it now. But what I could do is, once the past due is taken care of, I could put a $149 service credit for next month, which means that you would only pay $100 for next month. And that's assuming, you know, that the Google listing gets verified between now and then, because it looks
I've been using you guys for freaking months now, and I haven't been able to get Google verified, so I really don't want to push it forward. I don't want to, you know, go forward with anything, because it's just, you know, throwing money at something that's not really, you know, we're up above how much have I, you know, paid you guys, and I mean, it's not your fault, it's mine. It's mine for not being able to get my shit in order, but still, it's, you know, we're up in the thousands now. a year now or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of money going out with nothing in return. So I don't want to just say, oh yeah, because every time I call, it's just, you know how it is. It's the same thing. Oh, we'll see next month, and next thing you know, here we are, what, a year down the line, and I still haven't been able to get Google verified, and I paid you guys a bunch of money, so. I don't want to proceed with anything, to be honest. Yeah.
So this is showing that you've been with us 7 months. This would actually be
seven months,
the eighth month, right? So, cool. And that is like taking a lot longer than expected, but I want you to know that in that time, it's not like you're just throwing money down the drain, because in the interim, we have you, your website up and running. We have you mobily optimized, which means you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated devices.
I understand
that
you gotta see it from my point.
Yeah.
I haven't had a single call. You know that? I haven't had ever since I've gotten with you guys, besides not getting Google verified, the promotional stuff, I haven't gotten a single call to my phone for any services in the area.
There's 11 leads on the dashboard coming in through the tracking number, and I think those might be as a result of the Facebook ads. But one thing that kind of is a pet peeve to me, and I tell you this out of due respect because I don't know when my mailbox is full unless someone tells me, but when I did try to call you a couple times, you know, earlier last week, I did notice that your mailbox is full. So I can go in and listen to the calls on the dashboard, but that's probably the case that they called you and the mailbox was full, and sometimes that's a missed opportunity where they just call the next guy. But I'll tell you that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 792 clicks to the your site through the Facebook ads. So I think you might have gotten some.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
No, like I said, I mean, I literally have not. I mean, I haven't gotten a single, ever since I've been here in Phoenix, I haven't got a single job, you know, where someone has called me. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, just, we can go back and forth and talk about this for hours, but, the results speak. I mean, I could have a million clicks. I can have, 11, 12,000 so-called calls to my phone that I missed.
Glenn, whether you decide to continue this or not, and if you want to cancel, I respect it. I understand where you're coming from, right? So that's okay. I want to make you happy either way. But either way, just try to clean out your mailbox, because if you are paying any company money, whether it's us or someone else, to get your phone ringing with new business, and then they call you, and if they get a mailbox that's full, sometimes that's a missed opportunity. So I'm just telling you that because, again, when my mailbox is full, I don't know it unless someone tells me. So I always, like, make a little note if I hear that, just so that I can relay it to the client. So one thing I can do, if you want to just be done with this altogether, is I can take off the Facebook ads, because there's no reason that you would need an extra batch of Facebook ads if you're going to cancel anyway. So that would at least reduce the past due amount to $149. And then once we collect that, I can cancel the account and you won't have any further charges. Or you could cancel the account and keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So some people like that option too, because, you know, being that it's almost 2024, you probably need the site anyway, you know.
And what's the site? You know what the address for the site is again?
Yep, let me pull it up. Give me one second here. It is A2ZRemodelingSolutions.com. I'll send you a link in a text message so that you can click on it and open the site. Right now, there's an orange banner at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, then that orange banner comes down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, I really don't want to delete the account, but
right.
Until I get Google verified, I don't see a reason to keep moving forward at the moment. So if you want to take my card information, we could just suspend the account if that's possible. If not, then we can just cancel it all together.
But what I'm saying is when I collect the past due balance, you have the option of keeping it for $249, which you have, and that would include a fresh batch of Facebook ads. But if you're going to suspend the account anyway, I don't think you need those. I might as well take those off, and that would lower it to $149. Okay. All right. I get it. So we're all on the same page. So then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
or the new card number is 4,000-2300-9529-6989.
6989?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration 1027.
And the code?
The code is 001.
Okay. Now, is it still the same billing address on West Cargo Place?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh,
and this,
West Cargo. What address do you have?
67 West. Did I pronounce that okay? C-A-R-G-I-L,
oh,
Cargo?
Oh, Cargo?
Yeah.
You can leave that out. Fine.
That's
okay.
On. Okay, perfect. And then this card we had before was under Francis L. Moore. So how does the name read on the new card?
This one is Glenn E. Watt.
Okay, let me fix that. Glenn E. Watt. Okay. Make sure that everything stores, and then I'll try to run the authorization. And then I'll suspend the account, but I'll tell the verification department to keep working on it because you said that you're going to reinstate it once, you know, everything is good. Question, he's telling me, and you've probably heard this before because you've been working on it for so long, but it says they created a ticket with Google to get you verified. Google rejected the documents that we have. He's going to fill out another ticket to get that approved, but he said if you have anything else to provide, that may also help us. So what he's saying there is initially we sent you a mailer, and I can send it to you again. So let's say that you don't have a business license, but you have some tools that show that you're a remodeling company, or a work truck that has your logo on it, or even a license.
I got three work trucks and a
see what I mean? Exactly. So he's saying if you have anything else that you can send it over to us, and that will help to get you verified. Because what's happening behind the scenes, Glenn, just so that you know, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address, right? So and to satisfy with Google that you're a valid business in the area. So on that mailer, it actually says, you know, a picture of the work truck with the license plate, and that will solidify. Google will say, okay, this is an actual business in Arizona. He's got a work truck. He's got an Arizona. It doesn't have the Texas plate on it, does it?
No, it has Arizona plate.
Good. Okay. So I'm going to resend that email to you. It says photos needed for optimizing your listing. And then I think there's about 7 bullet points on there. If you don't have everything on there, that's perfectly fine. Just send over what you can. And I think that after all of this time and all of the persistence in doing it, that finally they're going to approve it because it looks like it's right on the cusp. And, you know, he's saying if you have anything else to send it. So let me just find the – oh, here it is, photos needed to optimize your listing. So you'll have that fresh email in your inbox so you can work on that when you have a chance, and then I'll let the technician know that you have some more information to send over, and that will absolutely help too. Now, question, with the suspend, what it will do is it'll keep that orange banner up on your site. So what I would like to do is take that off and keep the site fully functional in the meantime. So if you wanted to, rather than suspending the account, I can, let's see here. I got to look at the calendar to see. Today's the first. What I could do is I could put an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you're paid in full all the way until January 15th. And then come January 15th, if you did decide to continue with the website, you would only be charged the hosting fee of $49. So the only way it'll go back up to the other package is once it gets verified. I'll have them call you, and they can kind of upgrade you at that time. But this way, at least that orange banner will come off the site in the meantime, and I think that that will help you.
right.
Yeah, okay. So you got it. So I'm going to push it out till January 15th, and then the next billing is only going to be for the hosting fee of $49. But hopefully we don't even cross that bridge. Hopefully by then it's already verified, and then you reinstate the rest of the package, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so I enjoyed talking to you. I'm sorry that it's taking so long, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this works this time. So have a very nice weekend coming up, too, and a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. What was that?
I said have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, take care, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Bye now.